Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. America collects its empty sticks to lean on. Translated. The Speaker of the Iraqi Parliament and the President of the Arab Interparliamentary Union, Mohammed al-Busi, left Baghdad on Monday, February 26, 2023, heading to Damascus at the end of an Arab parliamentary delegation after the conclusion of the Arab Interparliamentary Union that was held in Baghdad under the slogan, quote, Arab support to strengthen the stability and sovereignty of Iraq, end quote. Mohammed al-Busi, in the closing statement at the conference, stressed the necessity of joint Arab action at all levels for the return of Syria to its Arab surroundings and the exercise of its role in the Arab regional and international arenas. The observer of what is going on sees that America is trying to collect its empty sticks from the Arab countries in a scenario to diminish Iran's role in the region. After all those great services that Iran provided to America, starting with the occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan and passing through the sectarian war that tore the flesh of the Iraqi people, after the great embarrassment caused by the resistance to the American occupier in Iraq, which exposed its fragility with its military arsenal that it chose of, for Iran to come and give the great Satan the instrument of safety by supporting the militants from both sides and shedding the blood of Muslims, and finally sending its criminal militias to Syria and committing massacres to preserve an agent, the great Satan. After all those services provided by the Iranian regime to America, the latter believes that it needs a new scenario by bringing together the crumbling Arab countries and reducing Iran's role in the region, especially in Iraq and Syria. The past few days have witnessed movements pouring in this direction, such as the Baghdad conference and the Iraqi government's shuttle visits to Egypt, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. Finally, the visit of the delegation of the Arab Interparliamentary Union to Damascus comes to serve America's interests and implement its projects, and it is the one that cracked our heads by calling on the countries of the world to not normalize with the Syrian regime. This is similar to Caesar law that was issued to protect the innocent, and it was not applied, and then it turned out later that it was to protect the regime and not the innocent, and under his pretext they left the earthquake victims under the rubble and prevented aid. O Muslims, the insolence of these governments has reached an indescribable level by calling on the criminal Damascus to return to his Arab surroundings and underestimating the blood of the martyrs of the proud Syrian people. What is worse than that is the exploitation of a few thousand victims of the earthquake, may Allah have mercy on them, and playing on its nerves to normalize relations with the killer of hundreds of thousands with explosive barrels, chemicals, torture, rape from these Muslim people who they pity. O Muslims, all these rulers, regardless of their agreement or disagreement, have a common thing, which is that they are enemies of their people and all of them have the blood of Muslims on their hands. They only work to satisfy their masters, for they are the collar of the kafir on the necks of these peoples. And there is no salvation for you and no righteousness for your condition except by arbitrating the law of your Lord, breaking this collar and holding them accountable for every drop of Muslim blood they had shed. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilayah, Iraq. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.